This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information for how you can volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Poems by Gerard Manley Hopkins. Read by Linda Liu. Part 7. Unfinished Poems and Fragments. Poem 52. Summa. The best ideal is a truth, and other truth is none. All glory be ascribed to the holy three in one. Poem 53. What being in rank old nature should earlier have that breath then? What being in rank old nature should earlier have that breath been, that here, personal, tells off these heart-soft, powerful fields? A bush-browed, beetle-browed billow, is it, with a south-westerly wind blustering, with a tide rolls reels of crumbling, four-foundering, thundering all surfing season, seen underneath their glassy barrel of a fairy green, or a jaunting, vaunting, vaunting, assaulting trumpet telling. Poem 54. On the portrait of two beautiful young people, a brother and sister. Oh, I admire and sorrow. The heart's eye grieves discovering you, dark travelers, tyrant ears. A juice rides rich through bluebells and vine leaves. Beauty's dearest, veriest vein is tears. Happy the father, mother of these, too fast, not that, but thus far, all with frailty, blessed in one fair fall. Thought for times after cast, creatures all have hope, hazard, interest. And are they thus, the fine, the fingering beams, their young, delightful hour, do feature down the pleated belts, like day dissolved dreams, or ringlet race, unburling pale brow? She leans on him with such contentment fond, as well the sister sits, would well the one. His looks, his soul's own letters, see beyond, gaze on, and fall directly forth on life. And ah, bright forelock, cluster that you are, a favored make and mind and help and youth. Where lies your landmark, sea mark, or soul star? There's none but truth can stead you. Christ is truth. There's none but good can be good, both for you and what sways with you. Maybe the sweet maid, none good but God. A warning waved to one once that was found wanting when good weighed. Man lives that list, that leaning in the will, no wisdom can forecast by gauge or guess. The selfless self of self, most strange, most still, fast furled and all foredrawn to no or yes. Your feast of, at most in you, earnest eye, may but call on your banes to more carouse. Worst will the best. What worm was here the cry that havoc popped so? See, the hung heavenward bows. Enough. Corruption was a world's first woe. What need I strain my heart beyond my ken? Oh, but I bear my burning witness, though, against the wild and wanton work of men. Poem 55. The sea took pity. It interposed with doom. The sea took pity. It interposed with doom. I have tall daughters dear that heed my hand. That winter wed once. sow them in her womb, and she shall child them on the new world's strand. Paul 56, Ash Bones. A. Not of all my eyes see, wandering on the world, is anything a note to the mind, so sighs deep poetry to it, as a tree whose boughs break in the sky. Sadist ash boughs, whether on a December day and furled fast, or they in clammyish lash tender cones, creep apart wide a new nestle at heaven most high. They touch heaven, taper on it, how their talons sweep smoldering enormous winter welkin, May mouths blue and snow white through them, a fringe and fray of greenery, in his own earth groping towards a steep heaven, whom she childs us by. Variant from line 7. B. They touch, they taper on it, hover on it, here, there hurled, with talons sweep the smoldering enormous winter welkin. Aye, but more cheer is when May mells blue with snow white through their fringe and fray of greenery, and old earth gropes for, grasped at steep heaven with it, whom she childs things by. Psalm 57. Hope holds to Christ the mind's own mirror out. Hope holds to Christ the mind's own mirror out, to take his lovely likeness more and more. It will not well, so she would bring about an ever brighter burnish than before, and turns to wash it from her welling eyes, and breathes applause of all with sighs and sighs. Her glass is blessed, but she, as good as blind, holds till hand aches, and wonders what is there. Her glass drinks light, she darkles down behind, all of her glorious gainings unaware. I told you that she turned her mirror dim, between whiles, but she sees herself, not him. Psalm 58, Saint Winifred's Wall. Act 1, Scene 1. Into Tereth from writing, Winifred following. Tereth, what is it, Gwenda girl? Why do you hover and haunt me? Winifred, came by Carolwise, sir. I came by Carolwise. There, some messenger there might have met you from my uncle. Your uncle met the messenger, met me, and this the message. Lord Benno comes tonight. Tonight, sir? Soon now. Therefore have all things ready in his room. There needs but little doing. Let what there needs be done. Stay, with him one companion, his deacon, Durvan Warm. Twice over must the welcome be, but both will share one cell. This was good news, Guinevere.
Ah, yes.
I get thee gone, then. Tell thy mother I want her.
Exit Winifred. No man has such a daughter. The fathers of the world call no such maiden mine. The deeper grows her dearness, and more times places round and round my heart. Morse, a monstrous hand, gropes with clammy fingers there, tampering with those sweet binds, draws them out, strains them. Meantime some tongue cries, what, Tara? What, thou poor fond father? How in this bloom, this honeysuckle, that rides the air so rich about thee, is all sheared away thus. Then I sweat for fear, or else a funeral, is not a funeral. It's a pageant which takes tears, and I must foot with feeling that alive or dead, my girl is carried in it. Endlessly goes marching through my mind. What sense is this? It has none. This is too much, the father, nay, the mother, fanciful. I here forbid my thoughts to fool themselves with fears. Epiquendo. Act 2. Scene. A wood ending in a steep bank over a dry dean. Winifred, having been murdered within, re-enter Caradoc with a bloody sword. Caradoc. My heart, where have we been? What have we seen, my mind? What stroke has Caradoc's right arm dealt? What done? Head of a rebel struck off it has, written upon lovely limbs, in bloody letters, lessons of earnest, of revenge. Monuments of my earnest, records of my revenge, of one that went against my whereas I had warned her. Warned her. Well, she knew. I warned her of this work. What work? What harm's done? There is no harm done, not yet. Perhaps we struck no blow. When he lives, perhaps. To make believe my mood was. Mock. Why am I think so but here? Here as a workman from his day's task sweats. Wiped, I am sure this was. Seems not well. Still, still the scarlet swings and dances on the blade. So be it. Thou steel, thou butcher, I can scour thee, fresh burnish thee, sheathe thee in thy dark lair. These drops never, never, never in their blue banks again. The woeful craddock, of the woeful bird, then what? What have we seen? Her head, sheared from her shoulders, fall, and lapped in shining hair, rolled to the bank's edge, then down the beetling banks, like water in waterfalls. It stooped and flashed and fell and ran like water away. Her eyes, oh, and her eyes, and all her beauty and sunlight to it is a pit, den, darkness, foam falling is not fresh to it, rainbow by it. Not beaming, in all her body, I say, no place was like her eyes, no peace matched those eyes, cut most apart, much cast down, but being lifted to mortal, of immortal brightness. Several times I saw them, thrice aforetimes turning, round and round they came and flashed towards heaven. Oh, there, there they did appeal. Therefore airy vengeances are afoot. Heaven vault of fast purpling portends. What first lightning any instant falls means me. I do not repent. I do not. I will not repent. Not repent. The blame there who aroused me. What I have done violent, I have like a lion done. Lion-like done. Honoring an uncontrolled royal wrath. Nature, mantling passion in a grandeur, crimson grandeur. Now be my pride, then perfect, all one piece. Henceforth, in a wide world of defiance, Caradoc lives alone, loyal to his own soul, laying his own law down. No law nor lore now curb him forever. O daring, O deep inside, what is virtue? Valor, only the heart valiant, and right, only resolution, will, his will unwavering, who, like me, knowing his nature to the heart home, nature's business, dispatches with no flinching. What will flesh, oh, can flesh second this fury strain? Not always, oh, no, no, we cannot live this life out. Sometimes we must weary, and in this darksome world, what comfort can I find? Down this darksome world, comfort where can I find? When is light I quenched,
its rose. Times one rich rose, my hand, by her bloom, fast by her fresh, her fleeced bloom, hideous dashed down, leaving earth a winter withering, with no now, no Glen Ruy. I must whisper most, that mine who spared her, were it not for passion's sake. Yes, to hunger and not have, yet hope on for, to storm and strive, and be at every assault fresh foiled, worse flung, deeper disappointed, the turmoil and the torment, it has, I swear, a sweetness, keeps a kind of joy in it, a zest, an edge, an ecstasy, next after sweet success. I am not left even this. I all my being have hacked at half with a knack, one part reason, self-disposal, choice of better or worse way, this corpse now, cannot change. My other self, this soul, life's quick, this kind, this keen self-feeling, this dreadful distillation of thoughts as sour as blood, must all day long taste murder. What do now then do? Nay, deep bound I am. One deep treads all down here, cramps all doing. What do? Not yield, not hope, not pray. Despair, I that. Brazen despair out, brave all, and take what comes, as here this rabble is come, whose bloods I rack no more on, no more rank with hers, than sewers with sacred oils. Mankind, that mobs, comes, come. Enter a crowd, among them Tareth, Gwenno, Wenno. After Winifred's raising from the dead, and the breaking out of the fountain. Boyno. Oh, now will skies are blue, now will seas are salt, while rushy rains shall fall, while brooks shall fleet from fountains, while sick men shall cast sighs, the sweet health all despairing. While blind men's eyes shall thirst after daylight, droughts of daylight, when deaf ears shall desire that lip music that's lost upon them, while cripples are, while lepers, dancers in dismal limb dance, fallers in dreadful froth pits, waterfarers wild, stone, palsy, cancer, cough, lung wasting, womb not bearing, rupture, running sores, what more, in brief, in burden, as long as men are mortal, and God merciful, so long to this sweet spot, this leafy lean over, this dry dean, now no longer dry nor dumb, but moist and musical, with the uproar and the down carol of day and night delivering water, which keeps thy name. For not in rock written, but in pale water, frail water, wild rash and reeling water, that will not wear or print, that will not stain a pen. Thy venerable record, virgin, is recorded. Here to this holy well shall pilgrimages be, not from purple Wales only, nor from Elmy, England, but from beyond sea. Erin, France and Flanders, everywhere, pilgrims, still pilgrims, more pilgrims, still more poor pilgrims. What sights shall be when some that swung, wretches on crutches, their crutches shall cast from them, on heels of air departing, for they go rich as rose leaves hence that loathsome came hither. Not now to name even those dear, nor divine boons whose haven the heart is. As sure as what is most sure, sure as that spring primroses, shall new dapple next year, sure as tomorrow morning,
the monks to come back again, things. Things with a revival. Things with a recovery. My name. End of part 7. This recording is in the public domain.